Hi, welcome to Women Writing Men, episode 9.
What else do I normally say here?
I'm here with Mariah.
That's me.
And this week we're doing The Simple Wild by K.A. Tucker. And Mariah, do you want to give a brief summary?
Sure. Okay, so I mean, I guess on our current theme, I was thinking, I've got to do a summary, and Lainey said, I'm coming over, and I was like, okay, what are the characters' names?
This is going to be... So the way we've recorded these episodes, we've recorded them in a weird order, but in the coming episodes, Mariah has some challenges remembering the characters' names.
So I was sitting here like, what are their names? Is his name Tom? Like, nope, I don't think it's Tom. It doesn't ring bells, but I don't really know what it could be. It was not Tom. And her name, I was like, I have no idea. The girls' names are much worse. Those, like, go in one ear, out the other.
I think it's especially hard because it's, like, from their perspective.
So yeah, so you don't
necessarily think
see
of their
name as much. You hear it more as like an I, and once in a while people will call their names.
Yeah,
it's just like my name. I forget it all the time
because you're in your own head. Who even says it?
So anyways, I did take notes, so I was like, I'll just look up my notes and find out their names. Okay, so at the
I would laugh so hard if you're in all your notes the name wasn't mentioned once.
So The Simple Wild is features the main character whose name is Calla. I don't know if it's short for anything. She lives in Toronto with her mom and her stepdad. And at the very beginning of the book, she loses her job and finds out her boyfriend's basically cheating on her. So, like, her life's pretty much in what's that word? Shambles.
Intangent. It's intangible.
I don't know what it could be like. And then she gets a phone call from this woman who says, your dad is sick and you should come visit him. And so we find out her dad has lived in Alaska. Her mom and her left when she was a little baby and she hasn't seen him since. But her dad is sick and so she's like, should I go? And her
stepdad, who's a therapist, is like, yes.
You should go. You have nothing here for you right now. Yeah. Like, it won't hurt you. So she goes to Alaska to spend time with her dad who has lung cancer. And through this journey in Alaska, she falls in love with Jonah, mm-hmm. who is her dad's, like, right-hand man, basically. Her dad owns a charter flight company.
Yeah, yeah. They're bush pilots.
Yeah.
That was a really good description of it,
They're bush pilots, and she falls in love with this guy who, at the very beginning, she hates him, and then, surprise, surprise, they fall in love. And then we won't tell you if they stay together in the end because she lives in Toronto and she's pretty, like, uppity. And he's pretty, what did she call him?
Yeti-ish?
Yes. Yeah. He's like a Yeti Bushman.
Yeah.
They're very, very different worlds. So yeah. Will their love make it or will it end in shambles again? We'll see. Full circle.
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of full circle, it starts... The book opens with a scene that's literally just, like, her dad, whose name is Ren, and the mom, Susan, who are, like, they're at this airport, and Susan's like, I'm going back to Toronto. I hate Alaska. It sucks. It's cold, dark, and terrible. And she's taking their 2-year-old daughter, Calla. And both of them are kind of hoping that one of them will change their mind. Like, Ren is hoping she'll change her mind and come back, and she's hoping Ren will change his mind about owning a plane business in Alaska and come to Toronto or at least visit or something.
Yeah, or like, yeah, have that like moment of I can't live without her, so it's worth losing everything I have to go be with her.
Yeah. And so they part ways and then they like never see each other again.
Yeah.
And she never sees her dad again.
Yeah.
We were talking before we started and Mariah was like, all her time in Toronto is not really relevant, so well,
maybe the only thing that I would say that I didn't say already is that she owns like a blog with her friend.
Yeah.
And they like blog about how beautiful they are, basically.
Yeah, they're kind of like low-key influencers. She had some like financial job.
Yeah, but on the side, they do this influencer thing. And it becomes important because it's one of the reasons why she decides, oh, I guess Alaska will be worth it because I'll take pictures of myself while I'm there. and get more followers.
Yeah, so she's 26.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's got this cool stepdad, Simon, who I think is kind of, like, might be my favorite character in the book. But since she has nothing going on in her life since she's been fired, she up and goes to Alaska. And she's got, like, a return ticket booked for... Oh, is this relevant? The person who tells her that her dad is sick is this woman, Agnes.
I think that's relevant.
Okay.
And it's implied, like, she doesn't know what kind of relationship Agnes has with her father, but...
She thinks they might be, like, dating or something, yeah. But she's like, who are you? And, yeah. And Agnes is... It turns out that Agnes is kind of going behind Ren's back by telling her about the cancer and stuff, but...
I have an important thing.
Yeah.
So... I feel like we're really jumbled right now. At least I am.
Yeah, before we started, we're like, okay, we need to do a better job describing things. And then we just start, like, chaotic.
Okay, so she's decided she's going to Alaska. And so she's packing this bag with her mom. Mm-hmm. This, and I only mention this, like, it doesn't seem important. But she brings, like, so much stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she's going for 1 week. She has a return flight. It's a week-long trip. And she brings, like, two full, large suitcases that she has to pay, like, she pays fines because they're both overweight. Which means she's carrying over, like, we live in Canada. We know what the restrictions are. It's 50 pounds a bag. She's carrying over 100 pounds of stuff. To Alaska.
Okay, I didn't pick up on that. I thought she had one big bag.
Two!
Yeah, but then at the end of the book, I was like, wait, there's two bags. Like, what?
Like, they're assuming, I don't know what the heck's going to happen to her on this flight. And they really set this up. Like, I read this book over actually quite a long period for once. And it was interesting because I was going to one of my friend's houses and, like, updating her. And she just, I did not enjoy Calla. I was like, she is so self-absorbed.
Hold on, that's what we forgot to do. Overall, what did you think of the book?
This is such a messy podcast. Well, not like we've done 9 already.
We did better in the episodes that are going to come after this one. Okay. I had mixed feelings, too. It wasn't until, like, chapter 19 that I was like, okay, maybe I like this book a little bit.
There was a moment where I was like, it's good. That I...
I know.
What is it? Like, the full moon?
Mercury in retrograde.
I just really, I didn't like Calla.
I didn't like her, and he was pissing me off for, yes, like, most of the book.
He gets better to me. Yeah. I mean, I guess she gets better too, but he gets way better in my opinion, and she just, like, gets fine.
Yeah, she gets tolerable.
And I did, I mean, I cried pretty excessively at the end of this book too, and the second time around. The first time around, I was just like, blah, 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 blah.
Whatever.
And then I got to the second time, I was like, oh, it's hitting me.
That's so funny. I was like, this should be making me sad, but I was just like, I found the end so weird.
Yeah. I mean, okay, in comparison to some of the other books we've read.
Yeah.
For what this was, because I told you, this is just a very stereotypical, like, girl meets boy, fall in love story. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of, as much extra bits as some of the other books we've read. And I don't know what order we've read them in, so I don't even want to tell these people.
No, don't. We won't worry about them. Just don't talk about the other books we've read. We will soon be okay and back on track. Just got complicated for a little bit there.
But, like, compared to some of the other stereotypical girl meets boy books, this one's probably my favorite, but it's not, like...
I still wasn't, like, fantastic.
No. It's just, like, it was better than Chase You.
Yeah. It's, like, pretty close to the bottom of the list, so...
Yeah. It'll be interesting rating him at the end. I had to, like, I can't...
I don't... It's gonna be a struggle.
So, yeah, that's how I felt.
Yeah. I've spent a lot of this book not liking it, and then towards the end, I was starting to like it, and then it ended. The end... thing was not my favorite either, so it was like, I don't know, I have mixed feelings about it. Mm-hmm. It was well written. Just a weird note, it was present tense, which I don't know why I note that.
It's you just... noted that in our first book?
Occasionally I note it in my head, and then sometimes I say it and sometimes I don't.
I wondered that, because in the first book you mentioned that we were going to continuously tell our listeners, and then I was like, I wonder if...
She's going to do that?
Because you haven't. And then I was like, are none of the other ones in present tense, or does she just not mention it ever again?
Maybe it's just like I notice when it's present tense.
Yeah.
Otherwise I'm like, it can pass.
Yes. I don't notice.
Okay. So now, after that giant interlude, we're going to go back to her packing with her mom, briefly. So Cal is packing with her mom, and her mom uses the word Sky Cowboys for the first time, which I thought might be my least favorite line.
Oh, I didn't do a least favorite line.
I have one.
Okay.
I have one for later.
Okay.
But I don't care for the phrase Sky Cowboys. I think it's campy and silly.
I mean, it gives you a clear understanding. She figures out who the Sky Cowboys are pretty quick.
Yeah, I guess.
And she says, don't fall in love with one, because I did, and it was the biggest
mistake ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her mom just assumes, like, her mom is like, Alaska's going to be terrible. You're going to hate it. It's the worst place ever. I'm like, could you just, like...
be a little more positive?
Yeah, her mom is so... I didn't really like her mom either. I was like, Simon, why did you marry
Your
Susan?
Mom kind of sucks. Everyone's in love with her mom, and her mom's, like, kind of terrible.
I would not be in love with her mom. I was like, don't... It's just one of the self-fulfilling prophecy. If you tell her she's going to hate it, she's going to hate it.
Yeah.
Don't put that in her head. Like, she's going there to, like, hang out with her dying father.
Yeah. And there is, like, baggage, I think, that she... I don't know. It is a messy relationship with the dad.
Yeah, but you don't put it onto the children.
I know. And she kind of, like... She, in her head, is thinking about how disappointing her dad was and not ever, you know, being around for her life. And, mm-hmm. like, he was supposed to come visit her, and then he didn't. And they haven't talked really since, I don't think.
They haven't talked since, like...
She was, like, 8 or something, right?
Yeah. Well, I think some kind of graduation, but not high school. So, like elementary graduation.
Yeah. Yeah, so she goes to... I think, we're... Chapter 5, we're at... Jonah's picking her up from the airport.
Yeah. Another thing I really disliked about this scene was that she wore heels.
Oh, my God. She wore 3-inch heels. Which I was like... Why? You're going on an airplane.
And you're going to Alaska. Like, so many reasons. Like, maybe if you're a Hollywood star going to be walking off of the plane onto the runway to go to your major premiere, you wear 3-inch heels. I was like, girl. But she talked about, she just couldn't help it because they look so good with her ripped jeans.
Allegedly, they're wedges. Still.
Ridiculous. Yes. So I was like, I have a list of all the reasons why she would bother me as a human being. And it just goes and goes and goes.
I'm glad, because it was like driving me insane. And I was like, am I being crazy? Like, do I hate women? What's wrong with me? So Jonah brings this tiny ass plane, and he makes her pack a tiny, like, duffel bag's worth of stuff, and he's like, the rest of your stuff is going to have to come on a different plane.
Because of weight.
Weight limits.
We can't take 200 extra pounds.
I'm glad you did the math on that.
It wasn't 200. It was over 100. 100. Yeah. We also find out how much she weighs in this scene. Which I think was 134 pounds.
I'm so glad. Why can you remember that but not her name? Like, what is with you?
I don't know. Names aren't my thing. We don't find out their heights, though, unfortunately.
That is exceedingly unfortunate.
Could have found out her body mass index with that information.
I hope one day we can find out the hero or heroine's body mass index.
She's really pissed off about this.
Yeah, and I wrote Jonah as an asshole, because the way he goes about this is just really rude.
He is. He's super rude. That's her first impression. He's like, doesn't care mm-hmm. about her being upset about losing all of her stuff.
Yeah, so she's being very stuck up and city girlish, but also he's kind of being an asshole here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she doesn't like flying in the tiny plane. It stresses her out. She almost pukes.
Yeah.
And then they get to Bangor, Alaska, which is not a real town. I read the thing at the end, which was so cool. and actually, just a minor note. When I was reading it about the Toronto stuff, she mentions the subway in Toronto. And then I was like, do they call it the subway in Toronto? And I was like, all like, this American author doesn't know what they call it in Toronto. And then I found out she lives in the greater Toronto area. And I was like, I guess they call it subway in Toronto.
Well, it's underground. Anything underground is usually called a subway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like, I think because in Vancouver we've got the SkyTrain, and then in Calgary it's the C-Train. It's like, I just thought maybe they had a name for it. But then I was like, it is very close to New York, so maybe they just...
copied.
Yeah. So yeah, I judged her, but... And then I don't know if she's actually Canadian or just lives in Canada. She can be both. No offense if you just live in Canada, but you're not Canadian. You're welcome to do that. I'm just curious. She's like, as if I'd ever fall for this guy. And she comments on his straight, beautiful white teeth.
But we don't get much more. This book gives us the most detailed of any book of what he looks like so far.
Yeah.
I wrote them all down.
Great.
And the list is long. But in this beginning scene, we don't get a lot. He's wearing this hat and he has a huge beard.
Yeah.
So all you can see are his eyes. Yeah. I think he might have even been wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, maybe on this plane. Yeah.
Like all she gets is that he has these really white teeth.
Yeah. And he's blonde too.
And he's big.
He's big man.
Should I say what he looks like?
Yeah.
We introduced him.
Yeah.
I don't know where they all come in. Okay. So he has a baritone voice. Mm-hmm. What is that? Deep?
Yeah.
Okay. Thick, ashy blonde beard. And I was talking about this with my roommate. I don't understand blonde beard. Like, very rarely do people who have blonde hair have blonde beards.
Yeah, it's pretty uncommon. But yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it in existence.
I just think it wouldn't look good.
I think you're thinking too light a tone of blonde.
Okay.
I think
it's like a dirty blonde
hair.
Yeah. Like, because my brother has dirty blonde hair. He doesn't grow beards, but when he has stubble, it's not blonde.
Yeah. Yeah. And like Alex's is kind of blonde, but he's got like weird little red patches in it.
Yeah, because doesn't he have redder hair?
Not on his head, but in his beard.
What color is his hair?
It's like browny blonde.
In my head, it's like reddy brown.
You're high.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
He's hulkish because he is tall and wide. Beautiful white teeth. He's in his early 30s. He has faint lines on his brow. He has long hair all the way to his jaw.
Mariah's doing like really nice, like touching her face where the description is happening.
He has a ribbed torso. He has light blue eyes, the prettiest eyes she's ever seen on a man.
Yeah.
An impressive upper body of a man who likely lifts weights. I have his smell as well. Should I say that?
Yeah.
He's.
You know that I am really passionate about how men smell.
He smells of wood and mint.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's pleasant, even after a day of work.
Such a good profile.
Yeah, that's about it. And later on, we find out officially that he's 31 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of men we've read, this is probably the most one of the most age-appropriate men we have read about.
Yeah.
We often read about men that are younger than us, and that really taints our vision of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His asshole-ish behavior is what taints my vision of him in this. Anyway, so, yeah, she meets Agnes, who's... Alaska native. There's a lot of stuff about the natives in Alaska, which I found very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the Alaska information, I was just like, well, that's kind of neat and interesting.
Yeah.
I hope we don't have to spend too much time with Calla as we experience everything through her eyes.
So, yes, Agnes picks her up from the airport and takes her to Ren's house, her dad.
Yeah, and Agnes did not tell Ren that she was coming.
Until the night before.
Yeah.
She's like, yep, she's here. She's on the way.
Yeah.
So Calla's pretty stressed about it. She's like, is my dad going to...
like me? Is he going to be mad I'm here? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. And Ren is not even here. He's like, taken off for the day.
Yeah.
And Agnes is like, oh, eat what's in the fridge, blah, blah, blah. And there's nothing.
There's nothing in the fridge. Yeah. So yeah, Agnes and her dad are not together. They have kind of a weird relationship where they're just very
support
good
each
friends.
Other.
Yeah. She works for him, and so it's
and they live on this, like, I consider it the same property. I don't.
Yeah.
How did you imagine? Like, they all live in trailers, basically.
Yeah, I imagine like a road, and then Jonah's house and her dad's house were on one side, and Agnes was
on the other side of
for
the
some
room.
Reason.
Interesting.
How did you?
I imagine
it?
That there was just this long driveway that went and went and went and went, and then you just Agnes's house was first.
Oh.
And then
the dad's
Ren's house, yeah. And then Jonah's was farther down.
That might have been more accurate. I don't know why I imagined a road, but I don't know why, but I have. Jonah's dad died of cancer, so he's sad about Ren. Oh, because Agnes explains that Jonah was being an asshole because she just told him about Ren's cancer.
No one else seems to find Jonah to be an asshole.
No, everyone else thinks he's pretty cool.
Yes, so they, whenever she's like, no, he's an asshole,
no,
they're like, oh, there's something going on.
Yeah.
And this, in this instance, it was that he's upset about Ren being sick. And also a little bit, I mean, we find out later, too, that he... I mean, is it trust? It's something about Calla, because he's like, why weren't you here for your father?
Like, yeah, like he's a little mad about her.
Yeah.
Because he has such a close relationship with Ren. He's like, why wouldn't you want to be buds with your dad?
Yes.
And she's like, because he ignored me for so long.
Yes, which I was like, that's fair. I mean, fair on both ends.
Yeah.
I can understand both, because I have said in my own life, I do not want people to come to my funeral who, like,
didn't
knew of
it.
Me,
yeah.
but didn't...
know you
yeah like they
don't know you
like you, the only reason you're coming at that point is because you feel bad like
yeah.
that you like you're going to regret your actions
yeah
and you should regret your actions. you didn't try when I was alive. I know it, I mean it might not be the best outlook but it just that's kind of like I want people who are close and love me for me, whether I'm alive or dead, to celebrate my death.
Yeah. So.
So I, you
to
under-
celebrate your death. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want my friends and family, like, only the ones who really loved me to celebrate that I'm dead. So anyway, that's why Jonah's mad.
And I can understand that.
Yeah.
But she is, like, on her end, she's like, my dad, it's his job to be a father.
Yeah.
So I have a right to, and I'm like, that's true, too.
Yeah.
You're both being, I guess it's both true.
Yeah. Her dad comes home, and it's like, she's like, oh, I'm going to meet my dad. And then.
It's super anticlimactic.
He's like, how was your flight? And she's like, it sucked. Jonah sucks. And he's like, okay.
Good night.
Night. Yeah, so, and then she wakes up in the morning and her dad's like left her a note and he's like, there's coffee, bye.
And take my car keys and drive to the
to
town
store.
To get food. And she's like, I can't drive, I'm screwed.
Okay, hold on. There's something that she does that drives me insane. She goes for a 10-kilometer run just casually. And like, maybe there's people that are way more fit than me, but like, a 10 is like a lot.
Yeah.
And she has no food back at the house.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even shower. She just goes into town. I don't even know.
Yeah.
She does it again. She does a second
she does it,
10
like,
kilometer run at the end.
She does a lot
end.
Of running. This is completely off topic. I know someone who's doing a 100-kilometer run today.
Never mind. 10's easy. No prob.
His mama's like, please, could you just do 50 and then 50 a different day? And he's like, I'm going for the whole 100. I can do it.
God.
I don't know. He's probably still running.
Probably can't ever stop.
It was for charity. It was like however much money he raised, he would run a kilometer. Wow. And he got raised enough that he's doing 100.
That's insane.
But yeah. She goes for a run. Back to Calla.
Yeah. So Agnes says that Jonah can take her into town since she can't drive, because Jonah lives right next door. And she was going to do it, and she, like, walked over to Jonah's, and then he was there, and she got all mad at him, and then she went back to the car, and then it was a standard, and then she was like, fine, drive me in.
Yes. She was also rude about it, and this is,
yes,
like...
Yes, she was.
She, like... And he says to her, like, basically demands that he drives her to town, and then he was like, you know, if you had asked, I would have done it.
Yeah.
Politely.
Yeah.
And she was like, I did ask. I'm like, woman, no, you didn't.
Also, okay, hold on. Hold on. We have to pause because I almost forgot. She went for a 10-kilometer run. That means she had runners, which she then wears her wedge heels into town again. I was like, why are you? Because she marches over to Jonah's house and her wedge heels get caught in the like dirt and
that's
muck.
That's right, and then they get ruined. And
she has runners.
Don't you know that you only wear runners for running?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and she's so sucky at the grocery store. Oh my goodness.
She's also desperate for coffee. But you know this a little bit because you said I don't drink coffee, but you have told me when you drank coffee, it wasn't good if you hadn't had coffee yet.
Yeah, you can have a headache. And admittedly, she just ran 10 kilometers and hasn't eaten. So she's probably insane. But like, she refuses to drink the coffee that Ren had because she needs to have soy in her coffee because she can't drink
black coffee. She can't drink black coffee and she's lactose intolerant.
Which, like, I was like, why are you being like this? So they go to the store and then she asks for a latte and then the chick's like, I could only do milk lattes. And then she's like, I'm allergic to milk. And then Jonah's like, can you please grab soy milk off the shelf and make it? And then she's like, but then the soy milk will go to waste. And then he's like, we'll buy the whole carton of soy milk. Can you just do this so that she stops being a bitch? And then the girl comes back to make the coffee with the soy milk. And she's like, do you have a different brand?
I know.
Oh!
I was like, as I was rereading this part, I was like, everything, like, okay, if you're lactose intolerant and like this, this is all fine. If you had just accepted, like, this lady is going out of her way. I mean, the lady wasn't very. Everyone's rude.
Yeah.
Like, this lady was rude to her too during the exchange.
I guess, but it just she's.
But she didn't like. But then she went out of her way and is doing this nice thing and just be nice about it. Take the dang latte.
Yeah, she's driving me insane at this point. And then, so Jonah goes on, like, a rant calling her, like, a Barbie with fake hair.
Oh, like,
hair,
he just fake nails her out.
Yeah. And then she takes a cab home instead of having him drive her back.
I think at the end, we'll just do, like, same thing we did last time. I'll run through some of the other terrible things she does. Because they're, like, they've already happened. But I want to say them because they're terrible. So at the end, we'll just get a little wrap-up of all the terrible things that we don't like about Calla.
Yeah. So Jonah puts her groceries away. She
and
takes
he puts
a cab.
Them away very tidily. And she gets to meet this cab driver who was pretty kind. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
And she takes some pictures to post on her Instagram.
Yeah.
I think, like, this is a hard book for us because there are a lot of girls out there
that care about that.
Yes. And, I mean, if anyone...
If you care about it, that's fine.
Yes.
You're allowed to. It's just...
It's just not our thing. And I can't relate at all. I can't imagine asking strangers to take pictures of me and then, like, do these elaborate poses. Because that's what she does. It's not just, like, could you take a picture of me in front of this, like, Alaska sign? It's, like, she goes out and she poses and she, like, looks demure or whatever. And I'm, like, I can't ever do that. And I can't relate to anyone who does that. I'm sorry. I just can't.
Yeah.
So it was hard. It was hard.
Yeah.
To read these parts of the book and be, like, stay calm.
Yeah. Be fine.
Be
She's
fine.
She's just
this
being...
This is just who she is.
Yeah.
Except for she doesn't even seem to like it very much. She complains about it. She never knows what posts to write.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you doing this, girl?
Why? Yeah. Yeah, so then she has dinner with Agnes and Jonah and Ren and Agnes's daughter, Mabel. Mabel has a slight crush on Jonah. She's like 12 years old. She gets disappointed that her bag doesn't come. And Jonah has like some... smart-ass line about it. And
he says that the guy who's taking care of it's like probably rubbing it all over.
Yeah, that's really... They both like just so pretentious at this point and it just they're driving me crazy. The dad brings beer to this dinner that he got from somewhere because they're in a dry community because natives and alcohol.
Yeah. And like people will die in the snow is what they said. Like people get too drunk and then they pass out and then they literally will die from freezing cold temperatures.
She calls like the beer he like is drinking like Budweiser or something, she calls it cat piss, and Jonah is like, your dad likes cat piss but you wouldn't know that. And I was like, oh my god, you guys are terrible.
I also think that's really rude.
Yeah,
just like to assume
it's rude of her to call it the beer he likes cat piss.
Well, yeah, like
it's rude of him to assume, you know, she wouldn't know anything about her dad even though she doesn't.
Yeah. But it's a social thing. Like, you don't It looked, I don't know, you try to not do that. Like, if someone's drinking something, you don't, like, go, ew, that's cat piss.
Yeah. And then she has, like, a brief moment where she's like, Mabel is 12 years old. What if my dad is Mabel's dad?
Yes. And now he's, like, loved her, and basically she took my place. That's yeah, why he so abandoned me.
So she's so jealous of this 12-year-old that she runs out on dinner.
And then... And Jonah chases her down and is like, yeah, Mabel's not your sister.
Yeah.
Calm down, lady.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, that was so embarrassing. Like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have done it then.
You're 26.
Yeah, you could just ask your dad, be like, hey, bro. Yeah, so it turns out that when her dad was supposed to fly out when she was a kid, or Agnes's husband died, and...
14. She was 14. What would she have been graduating from?
Middle school.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, Agnes was pregnant with Mabel, and Agnes's husband died. And so then Ren had to, like, do things for that and take Agnes to birth Mabel and...
Yes. Basically, Ren felt like it was his fault that Agnes's husband had died because her husband worked for him.
Yeah.
He was doing a... What is it? A flight.
Yeah.
That Ren was supposed to do, and Ren couldn't because of some kind of, like...
thing.
Some kind of stuff at work.
Yeah.
So this other guy did it and crashed and died.
Yeah.
And then Ren felt very guilty about it, and then Mabel... was early, mm-hmm. so their pregnancy was not easy, and so he decided to not go to Toronto and instead
help them.
Agnes. And Agnes didn't know about this, and she said that if it was her, if she had known, she would have been like, nope, go to your daughter.
Yeah.
You need to do that. And
because technically another pilot could have taken her.
And... Yes, blah, blah, blah. But Ren felt so guilty he didn't, and then because of that whole situation, he knew he had, like, that he'd really messed up, and he was like, I'm just gonna...
Dip out for
the rest of Calla's life.
You know, the logical conclusion you come to when you missed her middle school graduation. And then he also had, like, at the same time, there was some weirdness with the mom where, like, he was going to come back and the mom was, like, talking to him and they were, like, texting and maybe, like, he was worried that the mom would, like, leave Simon to get back together with him or something. Yes.
I mean, even Simon, like, she has a conversation with Simon about this, that during that period...
Simon is the stepfather.
Reminder.
Yeah.
That during that period of this middle school graduation...
Yeah.
That her mom was really struggling and had, like, I don't know, let herself... I don't know if she let herself go. It was just, like, that...
She had, and then... Ren was going to come back, and all of a sudden the mom was, like, working out and was like,
yes, and
gotta
so,
be hot for Ren.
And basically Simon says to Calla, your mom loves him.
Yeah.
And she would leave me for him at any moment if he would say, yes, I'll move to Toronto with you. But because of the Alaska-Toronto thing, she picked Simon.
Simon, like, he doesn't deserve this.
He doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't.
So this is all revealed to Calla, basically, in this conversation. In these two conversations she had in this very short time span between Ren and Simon.
Yeah. Next morning, and Jonah is just in her dad's house because he just drinks the coffee at the dad's house.
Yes, it's actually kind of sweet. Like,
I think it's really
cute. The family
cute.
Dynamic between Jonah and Ren and Agnes and Mabel, it's really cute.
Yeah.
Like, every morning, Ren makes coffee for them all.
Yeah.
And then Jonah comes and gets his coffee, and I'm like, oh, that's adorable.
It is really cute. And, like, he plays checkers with Mabel. And
every night.
It's so
Mabel
cute.
brings him food that she's trying to learn how to cook.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
And so Jonah has bought her soy milk from, like, the brand she likes.
Yes, there's another grocery store, so he went to that one and bought her.
As, I guess, a peace offering, but they're still not nice to each other. Then she goes to the hangar.
She goes to the airport because she wants to see, you know, her dad at work. See what it's like.
Yeah. They have business money troubles because...
They don't have a website.
They
can't get any... They have no marketing. And there's other companies doing better than them. And so they're losing money. And so she suggests she's going to build a website for them while she's there. Because she has all of this experience building her own website with her back home.
Yeah. Talks about the website with Jonah. And Jonah's like, oh, we can work on it together. Yay, we'll spend more time together. And then Ren... He's like, Ren is dying. You should stay longer. And she's like, I can...
Because I don't have a job.
Yeah. And then she tells she tells Ren about the website, and he's like, oh, you're taking an interest in the business. And then, and they watch a movie together, so that's nice.
Yeah, her and Ren are kind of bonding, which is...
Yeah, she gets briefly jealous of the 12-year-old again. But we can just skim over that.
Because the 12-year-old knows that Ren doesn't like vegetables.
Yeah, and she made vegetables.
But then Ren does, like, Ren did say something really sweet.
Yeah, he's like, I would eat it if you made it.
Yeah, you're my daughter, I'd eat it.
Ren is very good.
Other than abandoning the daughter thing. 24 years of real life.
Yeah, and like they explain that as him being very non-confrontational. Like he really has trouble with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. But also, he did abandon his daughter. Then the next morning, Jonah like busts in at like 6 a.m. or something and is like, get up. And because he's taking her out on a flight so she can get pictures for the website.
Yeah.
And he's like, you look better without makeup. This was another thing that kind of bugged me. His, like, obsession with her not wearing makeup. Like, it's not like makeup transforms you as a whole human being.
So this day, he's like, you have 5 minutes to get ready.
Yeah.
And she's like, I need an hour.
I cannot get ready in that time.
And then he's like, you have 5 minutes. And she's trying to bargain with him. And I thought it was really funny because she's like, half an hour. And he's like, 5 minutes. And then she's like, 20 minutes. And he's like, 5 minutes. Like, woman, you're not. That's not how the bargaining works. And then he ends up giving her 5 minutes plus two because she runs a little late. She gets 7 minutes. So she doesn't put any makeup on. And when they get to the airport, it's heavily commented by multiple people, you look different today. I'm like, how much makeup is she wearing?
Maybe she goes, like, all out.
I mean, like, I used to know girls who would wear fake eyelashes to high school.
I admit it, there are ones that do that.
So, like, if she was doing that...
And then you weren't wearing them, it'd be like, wow.
Especially if she was wearing, like, the thick ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but she, you know, maybe she's doing, like, fancy, like, purple eyeshadow every day, like...
I was thinking that, too. I was like, maybe she's doing, like, a smoky eye, like, up to her brows.
And, like, big cat wing. Yeah. Is that what it's called? Yeah. I mean, can you tell? We don't
eyeliner?
Wear it.
Yeah.
Cat eye. Cat wing.
Cat wings.
Like, really brutal, harsh eyebrows. Yeah. Red lipstick. You could go pretty hard.
You could go
hard. And so whenever I just assume she must have been going hard because they really comment on how different. They're like, what's different about you? Your face. It looks so natural. I'm like, wow, she must have been wearing a lot of makeup. She even wears it to go running. She, in this day.
Ooh, Calla.
Where she says on this day that this is the first time she has ever left her house without makeup on. And I wrote, wow, girl, you should try it more often. It's so liberating.
And by so liberating, I mean you have so much time for activities. So they're rude to each other in the car and in the plane. And then he kind of apologizes for taking the tiny plane, but, like, it's not a very good apology. They have, like, a little bit of nice banter.
Yeah.
Occasionally I was like, there's clever banter in here.
Yes. And I do, the one thing that I liked during this part is that he is really pushing for a relationship for her with Ren.
Yeah.
He's like, get over
your issues.
Like, and he's not even, he's doing it to both of them.
Yeah.
He isn't just telling Calla to get over it. He's like, Ren, just, like, go all in.
Yeah.
You guys need to go all in.
You gotta bond. Stat.
And it really does help them bond because she comments that she, like, this little, like, voice in her head of Jonah is like, go for it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't go for it now,
you won't
get a chance. And so that was a good thing.
Yeah.
That was his, like, saving grace during this period is
where he's being extremely rude. Yeah.
And then once in a while they aren't fighting and they're just having conversation.
Yeah. And then it turned out that he rushed her out the door to get this ventilator to this girl.
Yes.
And I was like, Jonah, you could just tell her that. And then you wouldn't come across as an asshole.
Yes. And that's what... So I wrote, like, main points about Jonah, which were that he is... I wrote... Why? What? He is an asshole. And then I just wrote all of the times that he did assholey things. But then I also... But then I write, but he also helps. Because they show him throughout the book caring about just other people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here's the good thing about him, but he hides it in his awfulness.
Yeah, okay, I had a brief comment about Jonah's mean comments. They're not, like, they're supposed to be, like, fun mean, I think. And, like, later they get to be like that. but I think because they started mean, they just feel mean for like a really long time, and it just.
And she comments like, "Oh, I think he was always like trying to be like teasy." And,
yeah, like haha.
But like she wasn't.
She wasn't taking it that way
because she didn't know him.
Yeah.
Like, why would you take it that way?
We learn he's somewhat Norwegian. Like his mom is Norwegian, and so he's kind of like Scandinavian attractive, and then she starts calling him Viking for a while.
Well, for the rest of the book.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. Also, he reads books, which made him more attractive to me. Yeah. I was like, okay, point for Jonah.
Yeah. He also has a tidy house.
Yeah.
Point for me.
Is that?
No.
Jonah has saved some lives with his plane flying.
Because he just goes into the risky situations. That's what I say. He fly when no one else will, he goes and he takes that flight to save people.
Yeah. And so in this scene, when she's hanging out at his house working on the website, which maybe I forgot to mention, that's where we are. They bond over having cancerous fathers.
Yes.
And she is so obsessed with shaving his face. Wait. Uh-oh. Did I miss the plane crash?
You did. Yeah, you did. The plane crash happens before this.
Oopsie.
Okay. Rewind. I mean, we can just cut all of this out and start over.
No, let's. I think it's better for me to be like, oh no, did I miss the plane crash?
Okay.
So the plane crashed. It was the lamest plane crash. It bothered me. I was like, come on, we could have a more exciting plane crash. Basically, there's a plane that they were like, this seems a little off. I don't know. And then they're like, it checks out, though. All the mechanics check out. And then Jonah's like, I'll just take it for a quick spin. And then it just crashes.
And she's really worried.
Yeah.
That's what I also wrote notes on, like, oh, they're starting to fall for each other. That was like,
yeah.
She was like, panicked.
Yeah.
About Jonah, who she has been hating the whole time. Like, girl.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the next day after this trip around Alaska they took.
Yeah.
And she is
starting, was starting to like him at that
and she point. Was starting to see like the appeal of Alaska, which I thought, I was like, oh look, now she's starting to like Alaska.
Yeah, shocking. Yeah. And so
he has a plane crash, he's injured, he's got stitches, he got like a gash on his head, and now he's home for the night resting from his plane crash.
So he invites her over to do the website. She finds out more about him, and then he takes these muscle relaxants and passes out. And so, since she's been obsessed with shaving his big, bushy, blonde beard, she does it while he's asleep.
Yes. Out of spite, though.
Because he had her suitcase the whole time. Which I was like, why are you such an asshole?
Yeah.
They never even explain why he was being such an asshole.
I mean, they kind of hint that he wanted her to see what it was like to be normal.
And he just really didn't want her to wear makeup, but...
So, yeah. So he had them, and she was, like, so mad. She was like, I'm gonna spite him, shave off his beard.
Yeah. So she didn't shave it off. She just,
like trimmed it.
So it looked
she
nicer.
She even cut his hair. Like, she went... She did it all.
Yeah. And then she feels really bad. Like, she comes home, and she's, like, all shaky, and her dad's like, everything okay? And she's, like, totally fine.
I was reading this part and, like, laughing out loud, and Maddie's, like, my roommate's, like, why are you laughing? Like, her dad clearly thinks they had sex.
Yeah.
Like, that is 100%. He's, like, what happened to Jonas? She's, like, nothing.
I also, like, I was telling, I said to Alex, I was like, yeah, so he's like watching her from the yard and he's all mad and she's scared that he's going to be mad that she shaved his face. And Alex is like, wait, why would he be mad that she shaved his face? Like, and then he's like, unless he didn't know about it. I'm like, yeah, no, he didn't know. He was unconscious. So.
Oh, so like even in the car, like I was like, your dad still thinks that you guys had sex. It's so funny.
Yeah, but then it's actually, so then he comes out and he stands there, like, looking all disapproving, and then the dad, like, figures out that she shaved his face, like,
yeah.
And And then her dad's, like, looking at her, and she's, like, all embarrassed. Like, she's like, oh, maybe dad's going to be mad at me, or he's going to be mad at me. And then the dad just finds it really funny, and they laugh about it. Laugh. It's pretty cute.
Yeah. It is also not commented here, because there were some points. When the... I didn't say about what he looks like. Once this beard is shaved, she's like, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, this man
is hot. He is good looking.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks the same with a more trimmed beard.
Yeah.
But apparently it's, like, game-changing.
Yeah. Yeah. So then she's on the phone with her friend, and which I don't think we've mentioned the name of, but we don't need to. Friend is all like, oh, you have to sleep with Jonah. And then she's like, yeah, he's kind of hot. But no, I'm never going to sleep with him. And then Jonah's, like, right there.
Listening.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then they have some I wrote... They have some charged banter, which I liked. I didn't write down what it was, but it was good.
I didn't write anything about it. I remember the scene. I remember them getting caught. And then I wrote that he looks at her with a heated gaze.
Yeah. Yeah. He, like, kind of threatens to, like, cut her hair in her sleep.
Oh, I That's remember. That's what he does. He's like, you'll see what I... And then she's like, you're not going to do anything.
Yeah. So then the next morning, she wakes up and he's just chilling in her kitchen eating her oatmeal that she made. and then she, like, can't find her makeup and he has stolen it
all of it in
retaliation. She's like, there's over $1,000 worth of makeup. And I was like, whoa, Calla, what are you doing?
And he went through her purse and got, like, her extra, like, lipstick. You know, he went through everything.
Which I was like, that's a little creepy, but whatever. And then he kisses her.
Oh, yeah.
And it's their first kiss, and she's like, what the heck was that? But then she just goes berry picking with Mabel. I don't know. I think Mabel comes in and, like, interrupts them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is when we discover that his body is really hard. She touches it.
Yeah. Thanks.
And she really liked the kiss.
Yeah.
But she's like, what does it mean?
What is happening right now? Oh, my God. God.
And then she starts to, this is when she starts to go, maybe he's been flirting with me the whole time.
Maybe he was hot the whole time. So then there's this, do we need to mention her? Marie, the vet.
I mentioned it in that, like, she just shows up and she clearly wants to be with Jonah.
But he's not into her.
He basically concocts this plan to not have to spend time with Mary by spending more time with Calla.
Yeah. So he takes her up to pick up some hikers. And then as she's like, so they're in this plane together to go pick up these hikers. And then she's like, oh, he kissed me, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, maybe he just wants to hook up. Like, mm-hmm. Maybe it doesn't mean anything more mm-hmm. than we should bang. And then the fog rolls in. The hikers aren't where they're supposed to be. And they have to stay together alone in this cabin in the woods. Ooh, which I think... Yeah, we're on chapter, like, 21, and I think this was when I was starting to be okay with them.
Yes. Like, around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they weren't rude to each other during this.
Because they're finally being nice to each other. Weird. Yeah, so they have to wait for the weather to clear, and they're having a night alone. And then he's like, I wouldn't just hook up with you. You're Ren's daughter.
He also says... Because she wants to know, like, what is going on? Like, why did you do this? Like,
yeah.
And so he's just like, because I wanted to.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to kiss you.
I couldn't resist kissing you any longer.
You've been driving me insane since you got... I'm like, really?
Thought you really hated her, but...
And he can't hold back anymore, so they're going... He's going for it.
Yeah, so this is where my line that I didn't like comes in. And it's not a terrible line. It just made me roll my eyes. And that's exactly what Jonah is. A man. All the other guys I've ever been with were just boys.
Yeah.
That just, like, I don't know. Maybe that's what people like.
Yeah, I mean, on the most recent episode of The Bachelorette, she's trying to find a man. And she keeps talking about wherever she lives. I don't know what city she lives in, but she's like, every man there is just a boy. Like, wow. All of them?
All of them?
They're all boys. Apparently it's important. Gotta find a man.
Yeah. Yeah, so her clothes are wet, so then he makes her get naked, and then to dry her clothes, and they get naked together.
Well, he basically is like, take off all your wet clothes, and then she does, and then he's like, keep going.
Yeah.
And they both, like, both of them are like, there's this moment where they're like, they both know that the rest of her clothes are dry. But if she goes for it, we know what's going to happen next.
And she takes her bra off and she's like, these are real, by the way.
Because he's implied that at some point that she had fake boobs. Like, all of her was fake.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know they're real. Yeah. In his baritone voice.
So then I think you can guess what happens next.
Yes.
They bang. Uh-huh. In front of the fire. And yes. It's so romantic.
And just before they do, because she, like, gets all self-conscious.
Yeah.
And then he's like, because she's worried that he's not attracted to her.
Yeah.
And so he confirms that she is his type. And then they bang.
Yeah. That's important. All these things, like, reassuring him her boobs aren't fake. Just important to, like, talk about.
Yeah.
Then they eat beef jerky after they have sex.
Okay, I have a thought about this. So it was around this part of the book where I just started to write my general thoughts. Mm-hmm. So all I could think while they were having sex, for one, is, like, they comment on how he, like, poked holes in the windows so there was light.
He tore the boards off, I think.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Poked holes in the windows.
He did
what
something.
What are you on about?
Like, he opened the windows.
Mariah doesn't read descriptions. So as far as she can see, she's like, something happened to the windows.
And all I could imagine was, like, now they're, like, this whole open cabin.
I was thinking the hikers would, like, come back.
Yes! I was like, the hikers are gonna walk in on you guys, 100%.
Yeah. But they were just, like, unafraid of that happening.
Yes. And then he feeds her the jerky. That was, I commented that, because I was like, they kind of, like, it's written as this romantic, ooh, eat my jerky kind of situation. And she has to, like, tear the jerky this whole thing.
I don't remember it being that sexually charged, but I'm glad that it made an impression on you.
And I was like, eating jerky isn't romantic. Why would you do that? Just give it to her.
Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah, you're right. And then... So then she kind of is like, so I guess we're just freaking around then. And then he's like, we can stop, but you need to stay with your dad to look after Red.
Like, stay for as long as you, like, stay for as long as you can.
Yeah. And he says this, like, standing in the doorway, naked. Buck naked.
100% naked.
Like, you have to care for your cancer, Dad. Yeah. So they, chop firewood, and they're not sure how long they're going to be stuck in
this
cabin.
He's shirtless doing this as well. Oh, and Ben was like, why is he shirtless? Like, they're in Alaska. They've talked about how cold it is.
It's hot. Chopping wood.
Does your dad chop his wood shirtless?
Don't bring my dad into this.
Does your mom go watch him and take pictures to post to her Instagram account?
Don't bring my parents into this. I know that my dad chops wood, but actually, this is unrelated. I might cut this out. My dad bought a log splitter, so he just, like, sits in a chair and puts the log in, and it just breaks it. No. And then he, like, takes it out. It's really fun and exciting for him. He's so excited to show me the log splitter.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Your dad is your mom's inspiration for her next romance.
Yeah, so she goes out there and watches him.
Sitting on his chair, putting logs in the log splitter. Oh, God. You're making me hot. Yeah.
Okay, I guess we have to put this in now.
I have to get some water.
Oh, yeah, really, I know. I'm like, really crying. Okay. Whew, that was good. Speaking of which, she's like, we're not repeating my parents' mistakes. And I was like, really? I think you will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, she, like, they get in the plane because they're going to leave. And she, like, low-key is like,
let's have a sex in the
plane. Yeah, is there room to bang in the plane? And then he's like, actually, we're going to go look for the missing hikers.
And then she's like, oh, that's why he was rushing us to leave. Because he wants to go look for... I'm like, I think maybe he's just not good at communicating, which she should, like, she should recognize this before getting into a long-term relationship with this guy.
Yeah.
He just does not express...
Yeah, like, he says it, and if he does say it, he says it really bluntly.
Yes.
Yeah, and so they find the hikers, and, like, they're off course, and the guy has a broken leg.
Unimportant to the story.
Yeah. And then they come back, and Ren has taken a turn for the worse. He's in the hospital in Bangor.
I guess so. You know, I didn't realize they had a hospital there.
I know. I was like, what are you... I thought they had to go to Anchorage, but no, they don't. And then Ren, like, explains to her that he's not going to do chemo.
So, like, he is dying. Like, he's, it was implied that he was going to go get treatment. Better. Yeah. And that it was caught early. Yeah. And that is not the case. He is on his deathbed.
He is very dying. Yeah. Like, he's got 4 to 6 weeks. Like, yeah. Yeah. Not a fun time. So then she's really upset. And then she runs 6 miles, which I don't know why we're in miles now, but 6 miles is 10 kilometers. So she runs.
She's become an Alaskan. They do things in miles.
Like. I guess. Anyways. And so she runs 6 miles in rain boots.
I'm That'd like, be really why? Painful.
Yeah.
It was really painful.
Yeah, she had blisters and I was like, what? Just walk. What did you, why do you need to get there so fast? Nothing is happening. So yeah, and then it turns out that Jonah knew that and like that's what Agnes said to him on the day he came to get her in the tiny shitty plane. And so he was upset about Ren, like, imminently dying mm-hmm. and that his daughter was going to come and stuff. And mm-hmm. so that's why he was being so dickish.
Yeah.
So it kind of justifies him. And now he's been hot. So now it's like, maybe Jonah's okay. Then she showers and has, like, a really long shower and runs out of water with soap in her hair. And then she just sits down in the shower and is like, I'm sad now. Because she's, like, really, I don't know. How did you feel about her level of... sadness about her dad dying, but her dad, she literally hadn't talked to him. Like, I don't know.
I think it's a hard, like...
Like, he's a really good guy, and so I didn't want to be like, you're not allowed to be grieving him this much, given your relationship with him.
But is her grieving because she's going to be missing out? Because she's now gone, yeah. Like, he is a good guy, okay. And I thought I was going to have years with him, and now I'm finding out I have weeks.
Yeah.
I think that's because, like... I remember I was talking to someone about this. When my grandpa died, mm-hmm. I was crying, thinking about my cousin who was, like, never going to get to know him.
Yeah, that's true.
Who was, my cousin's much younger than me, and that's why.
Yeah, that's true that...
Like, she just...
She's... Yeah.
She's now okay. known this man, and she's like, I don't get a life with him that I wish I had, because he's actually pretty great.
Yeah, that's more justified then. I was like, you literally haven't talked to him in, like, 12 years. And then you played checkers with him, like, once. She hasn't even played checkers with him yet at this point.
Mabel is the only one. She just watches. He offered and she declined.
Yeah. Jonah, like, busts into the bathroom and is like, you have to come shower at my house. And he's like, also, you're staying over. And so then they bang more.
Yes.
But they have, like, a hug in his shower when she's washing it out. And they're just, like, both sad.
Yes. Also, just this is a comment here, because at this point she calls Simon to be like, what should I do? And Simon calls her self-aware. Maybe
Yo, Simon, you wrong.
I was like, Simon, no. Like, you're a therapist. She is not self-aware.
I mean, maybe he's like, if I tell her that she's self-aware, maybe she will be.
And I was like, dude. No. I just have to throw that. Maybe that's my, this is the dumbest line, because Simon's a therapist and he should know that she is not self-aware.
I literally, this was the point where I was like, Simon might be the best character in this book, because he literally, he just counsels her, counsels the mom. He's just a bro mm-hmm. all the time and he does not get enough credit for it. Mm-mm. Yeah, so then she has to tell her mom about the dad dying. Yeah, they talk brief, her and Jonah talk briefly about what's going to happen to the company and all this stuff and... It's not relevant. We're not going to talk about it.
No. Basically, the story is basically wrapping up. Dad's dying. They're going to sell the company.
Yeah. And I was just like, why are we ending it like this? Like, this whole last bit of the book, I was like, it's fine. It's just like, you could have gone happily ever after where she like spends, like she lives with her dad for another 6 months, gets to know Jonah properly. Hangs out with Agnes and Mabel, like, maybe actually grieves in his house and everything, and they, like, I don't know, like, you could have set something up, but it just doesn't do that. No. It just kills Rhett.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, this is, because I reread this all again. Mm-hmm. And so this part, I was like, the first time I just read it, and I think I kind of read it like you.
Yeah.
And was just like, oh, whatever, okay, whatever. And then the second time I was reading it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so sad.
Yeah.
It was just really, like, I guess I was just thinking about my dad and knowing.
Yeah.
Because basically, they're just going to enjoy his last few weeks together.
Yeah.
And so they just go and do stuff that he hasn't got to do. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, like, they go flying, like, Jonah and Calla.
And just, like, just the three of them. Yeah. And then they go fishing with Mabel. And,
yeah,
like, she mentions they're going to do these things for the last time.
Yeah.
Because these are, and I was like, oh, yeah, what a painful notion, thinking about me having to do that with my dad. Like, what are the things he loves? And having, and I was like, no.
No, we can't talk about
it. We can't talk about this. This is killing me.
Yeah. No, there, the one part where I was, where I almost cried was, he, like, Jonah's like, oh, yeah, we'll go up to see this guy or whatever. And then the dad's like, yeah, it'd be nice to see him.
And
like,
then Calla in her head thinks, for the last time.
I just touched my microphone, but that was me touching my heart. Because it hurt.
Yes. That, it all really, it was, and, like, he takes her on her, on his last flight.
Yeah.
And he's like, I wouldn't want it to be with anyone else. Oh, Dad. Pulling my heartstrings, you are, as you die.
Yeah, and then Jonah's like, you can't. This must have already happened. She, like, cancels her flight back.
Yeah, she's just going to stay till he's gone.
Yeah, and he's like, you're going to be in my bed every night.
So she sneaks over every night until Dad goes, I know you're sleeping in his bed.
Yeah.
Just go. Just, don't be sneaky about it.
Yeah. And she makes a comment where she's like, maybe I'm like my mother and I'm not designed for Alaska life, and she's like, what's going on with Jonah, all that stuff. Oh, also, sorry, this is very important. While they're on their fishing trip, we find out the jerky was muskrat jerky, not beef jerky, which makes it all the sexier.
Oh, so sexy. I forgot about that. And then the other part, kind of important scene at the end, is this goodbye party that they throw.
For this lady that we never mentioned because she's not really relevant.
No.
She was pregnant. She's like a receptionist who was pregnant, and her husband is a pilot, and they're going to move after. Like, they're going.
They're moving to the south.
Yeah. And
it was just, they wanted to throw this goodbye party. That was why they existed. So they're leaving, and Agnes is like, we'll throw a goodbye party for them. And but it's really a goodbye party for Ren. And I was like, again, stop it.
Yeah.
So, like, they give this long speech about what Ren has meant to the community.
Yeah.
And the whole community shows up. It's supposed to be this goodbye party for these two randos. But the whole community is like, we gotta go because we need to, like,
say goodbye to Ren. Oh. Yeah.
And this is a conversation I have had. What's worse, to die suddenly or to die knowing that you're gonna die? I can't. It's so hard. Like, now they all get to say goodbye, great, but it's just, like,
so sad
all the time. Yeah. That's what I think, that there's just this, like, you're so sad leading up to death and then so sad after death. At least sudden, you can be happy right up to the very end.
Yeah. Blissfully, like, unaware.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, Jonah holds a baby at this party.
This is when I fell in love with Jonah.
Just really?
This little, I love men with babies, though. I'm like,
I felt like it was pandering.
I am a sucker for any, I was like, oh, no, he's gonna pick up that baby.
And then I'm gonna be in love with him. I know. It's different for me. Sometimes I'm like in love, and sometimes I'm like, all right, you just threw this in for those of us with a uterus who want to have a baby and have a man hold it.
I don't want to have a baby in my uterus.
You just want to see a man holding a baby.
Men holding babies. Oh, it's so good looking.
Yeah. And Jonah makes a comment that he's never leaving Alaska. And she's like, well, heck, I'm not staying forever in Alaska.
They also, I mean, I guess, like, he has done quite a few things for children, so I didn't find it super, super pandering.
Yeah, no.
If he hadn't done anything for children.
And then just suddenly was like, I have to hold a baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he has cared about the livelihood. Like, he loves Mabel.
Yeah, he does. He's a good guy.
He would be a good dad. Mm-hmm.
And so one of the, like, native Alaskans, they call him Raven, and then they're like, you'll be his goose wife, as in, you'll leave for the winter, like, you'll fly away for the winter and come back for the summer.
But and eventually you'll not be able to take it anymore.
Yeah. And so, this part, I don't know how you felt about it. after the party, her mom flies in and comes and says goodbye to Ren. Like, I appreciate them getting closure, but they, like, kiss. And I'm like, why has the mom been in love with him for 20 years? Why?
I would say...
It just felt, like, rude to Simon. Me over here, Team Simon.
Here's the thing, like...
Like, I support him being loved. I just wish they had, like, a more Agnes relationship than a...
Yes, and it's commented at some point in the book that the reason why Agnes and him never got together is because he still is in love with Susan.
Yeah.
I understand it from a mother-daughter. Like, if my parents were divorced or not, but if my parents were divorced and lived far away and my dad was dying, I would 100% call my mom and be like, hey, mom, I need you.
Yeah.
Because...
No, like, I'm like okay that, with her being
but
there.
It was the dynamic with the dad. Like,
yeah.
Because she said, like, they needed this. I'm like, no. Like, they are done. They should have dealt with this. It's that whole issue of, like, you don't deal with these things right before... Like, if you really needed to deal with it, deal with it.
Yeah.
But, don't wait until they're about to die to deal with it. Bothers me.
That... I think that's what bugged me about it is, like, it took him dying for the
her
mom to
be
come
like,
back.
Oh, I need to have closure.
Like, and then
like, you didn't get closure before you remarried Simon?
Yeah, and then, like, for it to be, like, this thing where it's, like, still romantic, like, I was like, they don't need to have romantic love for each other. It can be, like, we have unfinished business, like, it can be those things, but I don't know.
And then, so he dies.
Yeah.
And then she weeps about it the most.
Yeah.
The mom takes it the hardest.
And, like, Simon had previously been, like, she's always been in love with him, and I don't know, man. I just didn't like that love story, the way that went down. So, she goes back to Toronto.
The pull of home was too strong.
Yeah.
And so her and Jonah break up.
Yeah. They'd, like, tried texting for a while, but...
It's not the same.
Apparently it was too painful. And then Jonah comes to Toronto to visit, and she's like, wow, you're here. And then he's like, I'm going to leave the company, because they sold the Ren's company to this other company. He's going to take the planes that Ren gave him and start his own company.
In a bigger city in Alaska. So he's like, come with me. It's a bigger city. You'll like it better.
Yeah. And I was like, it's still Alaska. And then she's like, I'll think about it. And that's like the end of the book.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming she's going.
Yeah. It just like...
But I don't think their relationship's going to work out.
Yeah. I feel like it's... It felt like a re-thing of Ren and Susan.
Yes.
And it was just going to not work.
I mean, she said, well, what if I hate it? And he said, oh, well, I don't care if it's Alaska or not. I'll go anywhere. And I was like, no, you're...
False. You're said, lying.
Yes.
To like, get the girl to come to Alaska
and
with you.
And then she's not going
to... Yeah, and she even was like, would you come to Toronto for me? And he's like, no. And I'm like...
And now he's saying, I will. Like, ugh. No, he's not. He just misses you. He's saying what he needs to say. This is what he's doing. It's not going to work out.
Yeah. Okay. So that's your thoughts? The relationship's not going to work?
No.
Yeah.
They'll try for a while. I mean, unless she's 100%, she does comment when she returns to Toronto that she doesn't like it there anymore.
And she misses Alaska.
So that's the difference, because her mom never misses Alaska.
Yeah.
She hated it, hates it, hates it, hates it. She, what's her name again? Kala.
It's like your brain just discards the information.
Kala did like Alaska.
Yeah.
But she also liked, like, Agnes and Mabel and the family, and she's not going to get that because they're not going to be in Bangor.
That's the thing that bothers me, too. Like, he's like, you come to Alaska, we're doing a compromise, but, like, it's not going to make it better. I don't know.
I just... Book two, they're broken up.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's just, you know, K.A. Tucker can write a new one.
Yeah.
With their child doing the same thing.
Yeah, they just keep going. Every time the girl tries to love Alaska, does not.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you the other thing she did?
Yeah, that you hated about Kala. I'm very pleased to hear this, because...
Okay, she lives with her mom and doesn't pay rent.
Yeah.
At all. All she has to do is take out the trash. That's the one thing they ask of her. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And she complains.
And she complains about it. She's going to Alaska to see her dying father, and she's worried that she won't be able to get her hair done before she goes.
Yep.
No. She has never bought groceries for herself. So when they go to the grocery store, she's like, how do I do it?
I mean, they could have made her 18 and it would have been like the same. but they just made her 26, which makes her just seem really incompetent.
When she comments that she has never had a conversation with a single cab driver in her entire life, and I was like, because she's so obsessed with her phone, and I was like, okay, I live in a city.
I've talked to cab drivers.
That's not a, like, a city thing. That's a you thing. Because I have 100% talked to almost all of my cab drivers.
How do you tell them where you want to go?
So, but I mean, she does Uber. You don't have to.
I guess.
In the Uber, it's pre-planned.
I guess.
But even when I take Uber, when I was in Vegas talking, we would talk to our Uber drivers. It bothers me. And then that she has never left the house with a full face of makeup.
Without a full face of makeup.
Without a full face of makeup.
Yeah, there's a lot. She's a real handful, that Calla.
Yeah. Good luck, Jonah.
Yeah.
Calla, good luck to you too.
Yeah. Because he is abrasive. All right. Is it time to put him on the list?
Our man.
Yeah.
First, you just have to tell me who the list is. He's not number one. He's not number two. I know those two. What's number three?
Okay, number one is Pierrot.
So no way, Jose.
So number two was Will Grayson.
No. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Number two at this stage in our lives
is Will Grayson.
Is Will Grayson. Is he better than Will Grayson? Here's the thing. I was like, he's older than Will Grayson, but I think I liked Will Grayson better.
Who's number three?
Innkeeper?
I mean, I think he's better than
Innkeeper. Is he better than Will Grayson, though?
Probably not. And here's why I say this, is that there is this notion in society that when boys are mean to us, that means they like us. And people are really fighting against that and saying, like, you're just teaching girls to let boys be mean to them. And that's not good. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. Was Alex mean to you to get your attention?
No. He was very nice. And I think we should support more niceness.
Yes. So
towards the people we're romantically interested in.
So who was, I mean, Innkeeper just wasn't a character. This is the problem with Innkeeper, is that as long as they were, like, good for some part of the book, they kind of beat Innkeeper.
No, and I think the other problem with Innkeeper is, like, I'm like, he was only in the book for, like, three pages.
Yes.
He's perfect. There's nothing wrong with him.
So it's just, you have to put people higher than him a lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was better than Callias. He was better than Chase Yu. Mm-hmm. Who else is on here?
Travis.
Oh, better than him.
Yeah, so he has to go above Innkeeper,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Travis was awful all the time.
So, Pierrot, Will Grayson?
And then
this.
Jonah. I don't know Jonah's last name.
I don't know it either. I don't know. I think it was.
Ren Fletcher. We know Calla's last name.
Yeah.
Calla Fletcher. Mm-hmm. Jonah McDougal. I made that 100% up. I have no idea.
That's okay. We'll call him Jonah. Because I call Pierrot just Pierrot. And Callias, just Callias.
Callias didn't have a last name.
I thought he did.
Well, probably. But, like, when people are royal, we don't call them. Like, what's the Queen Elizabeth's last name?
Windsor.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
They made it up because previously royals didn't have last names. And then they were like, I guess for government documents or something, they're like, I guess we need a last name for them. I think it's Windsor.
There's Windsor Castle.
Yeah, like, they named... The royals were named after the castle.
Oh, wow.
I'm saying this really confidently, but I'm not actually super confident.
We did some random in this podcast, which is so great for all of you. We've never really done this before, where we talked about things that were completely irrelevant. Well, they had a theme. We talked about my friend running. The running happened in the book.
Yeah.
We talked about your dad's
log splitting.
Cutting logs happened in the book.
Yeah, this is good.
So yeah, that was episode 9, and we know episode 10, so we can even pitch it.
Yeah.
Next time.
Do you know what?
Yes, next time we are doing our very first episode of a special feature called Mariah Misses the Mark.
Where Mariah Misses the Mark. Where Mariah read some books that didn't turn out to be as romantic or were overly romantic. And it's a really fun episode. We laughed a lot through it.
I don't know if we laughed as much in that one as we did in this one, though.
I disagree.
Well, okay, we laughed a lot throughout that one, but I didn't laugh as hard.
Okay, well, it was just because of my mom coming out to watch my dad splitting locks.
yeah, but that was the best part.
Okay, and it's funnier. I don't know if it'll be as funnier to the listener. It probably will, but my dad is like, he's a character.
Yeah, so. When we have a social media account, you can post a picture of your dad. So they
Log's
can...
Log splitting?
Yes! Yes!
And he can, I'll like put him in like sunglasses as he like... Yeah, yeah. It'll be really hot. Everyone will swoon.
And if you read the book, you can imagine Doug instead of the Jonah that they describe.
I hope to goodness that they do. That all the readers do. All right. Yeah. See you later. Bye.
Bye.